You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. 2 days left for the trading week. Today is the Thursday, 16th of May 2019. What happened yesterday on Hump Day and what we can look forward to over the course of today is what I bring to you on your morning shot of caffeine for all things related business. This is a morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
It was a rather volatile Wednesday as Nifty moved in a range of 150 points. After starting the day on a positive note, bulls failed to retain control on Dalal Street. Bears made a comeback in the last 1 hour of the trading session and pushed the index towards 100-day moving average placed at 11,134 by making a large bearish candle on the charts. The index resumes its fall after making a bullish candle in the previous trading session. It witnessed a selling pressure near its 5-day exponential moving average and 100-day exponential moving average. India VIX, that is volatility index, moved up by 5.63% at 28.65. However, higher VIX suggests that volatile swings could continue in the market ahead of the last phase of the elections and, of course, the outcome. On the macro front, India's exports rose marginally by 0.64% in April to $26 billion, while imports increased by 4.5% to $41.4 billion compared to the year-ago month, according to official data released on the 15th of May. The rupee yesterday appreciated by 10 paise to close at 70.34 against the American dollar, marking the second straight session of gains driven by easing crude prices, while the Reserve Bank's plan to conduct open market operation also buoyed investor sentiment. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 1,142 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 671 crore rupees, according to provisional data. It is earnings season and earnings news is what I'll bring to you. As many as 74 companies will be declaring their results for the quarter ended March. And that list includes names like Bajaj Finserv, Bajaj Finance, Bank of India, DB Corp, Hindalco Industries, JK Tyres, Praj Industries and Visa Steel, among others. There are some estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal. Let's see what they have to say. Bajaj Finance, PAT is likely to grow by 42% year-on-year to 1,062 crore rupees. Hindalco, PAT is likely to rise as well by 10% year-on-year to 1,267 crore rupees. And finally, JSW Energy, the company is likely to report a loss of 73 crore rupees. Time to look at the charts as usual. Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the charts. Going forward, investors are advised to create short positions only if the index closes below 11,100, while a close above 11,300 could negate the negative sentiment and we could see bulls making their way back onto Dalal Street. Based on this, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,100, 11,136 and 11,300. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 12,500. Maximum put OI at 11,000 and 11,500. Some stocks that have been in the news. Drug maker Lupin on the 15th of May said it has received three observations from the US health regulator for its Aurangabad-based manufacturing facility. Tata Chemicals said it will transfer its consumer products business to Tata Global Beverages, that is TGBL, according to a 15th May release filed with the exchanges. And finally, Torrent Power yesterday reported over 88% fall in its consolidated net profit at 25.8 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 2019. How these developments affect the stocks today is something we'll keep you updated about. So Lupin, Tata Chemicals and Torrent Power in the news. And finally, we spoke to Bonanza Portfolio and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Today, we have one buy call and two sell calls. Ujjivan has a buy call, current market price of 317 rupees 30 paise. Target we're looking at is 344 rupees, stop loss placed at 307 rupees for an upside of 8%. Axis Bank has a sell call as well, current market price of 721 rupees 95 paise, target 670 rupees 670, stop loss placed at 741 rupees for an upside of 7%. And finally, HDFC has a sell call, current market price 1944.95, target 1847, stop loss 1993 for an upside of 7%. So Ujjivan, the buy call, Axis Bank and HDFC with sell calls. Well, there it is, a much needed shot of caffeine and a much needed boost of information that you need before going into trade this morning. Here's hoping that the stock market gods smile upon you. It's not been a particularly exciting time on Dalal Street, but of course, this is expected ahead of the election outcome. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com, if you have any queries. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.